no way in hell that pornography doesn't enter your real reality, your real life. Of course it does. First of all, it's highly addictive. We know that. It's highly addictive. And men wind up watching it, and then they watch more, and then they watch more, and then they need more extreme versions of that pornography to get turned on because it gets boring, it gets stale. So they're looking at crazier and crazier and wilder stuff, which is probably why she's making a lot of money, because she's doing these trains with 50 guys sometimes. I mean, that's wild. That's crazy. And then what happens is guys get desensitized to real sex. It's just like kind of boring to them because it's just one woman. They oftentimes develop things like erectile dysfunction. Porn is heavily linked to depression. So, of course, it's harmful.
A lot of people would agree with that point of view, and I think it's very valid when it comes to the perception and the opinions that people have about porn in particular. I think that's a business that many people that have been into it have said, you know, not very positive things about it, so on and so forth. And I respect that. I really do, because I think there's some valid truths to that. But I think to dismiss or to categorize any porn or anything that you do in that realm of you watching adults having sex, it's supposed to be linked to depression. It's supposed to be linked to certain things. I would push back on that, because I feel, as weird as this sounds, through the walks of life that I've had, and I've realized this more so than ever as I started dating after I was divorced, is that the spectrum of intimacy is all over the place. And it's come a long way since the days before I was married, because a lot of things now that were taboo maybe 10, 15 years ago now are more acceptable. Now I'm more open. Don't get me wrong. There's people out there that feel this is still not the way they want to operate in their lives when it comes to the realm of intimacy. And I totally get that. But I think to dismiss it as anybody that watches that or engages with that or enjoys that is having mental issues, I totally disagree with that. Because that's like saying that all music is bad. That's like saying that, yeah, all rap, you know, any rap is bad. Because I look at intimacy the way I look at music, the way I look at food. There is no right or wrong in that. Whatever you love to do, if there is a crowd for that, then there's a crowd for that. And I feel that it's very evident, because the porn business, if I'm not mistaken, is one of the biggest in the country. People enjoy watching others engage in sexual acts, whatever that spectrum is. And for all of us, or any of us, to dismiss that is letting you know how you think about things like that. Because my first reaction was like, wow, the people that really despise porn and despise adult, you know, filmmaking of any kind are the people that are very judgmental, or the people that are not open-minded to see someone enjoying that. Like, to think that it, all of a sudden, all these acts and all these things that have been occurring that we see in the adult world have somehow been fabricated once internet came on in the mid-90s, you are super delusional. I've you know, listened to podcasts of sex therapists, of sex psychologists, of people that are involved, and obviously they have their opinions about sex, and they have their opinions about the negative impact, especially when it comes to the adult industry has. But I go back to this. I go back to, we are adults. Like, I know rap music may be something that a lot of people don't like because of the words in it, because they feel that those words have an impact in the community, or the people that are listening to are gonna be somehow hypnotized into doing what those rappers are doing in their music, or they're allegedly talking about they're doing in their music. I was able to separate that. I'm able to appreciate that that's that person's opinion. Just like, an example, 50 Cent, he could talk about getting shot. You could talk about selling drugs. You could talk about having beef with other mobsters. Whatever it is, I'm like, cool. That's a cool story. That's a cool movie I'm listening to. And whether it's real or not, I love it. It's authentic. That's who he wants to express himself as. But other people are gonna look at, that's a piece of shit. That's garbage. You know, that has negative impact. I get you. I understand that. And maybe it does in your side of the world. So I'm not trying to dismiss that in any way, shape, or form. But what I'm saying is that you have to understand that there's a whole different world out there when it comes to the realm of intimacy, when it comes to what people like and don't like in bed. There's people right now that I have engaged with and talked to over the course of years that are so open-minded, that do certain things that you wouldn't think they were doing, that you wouldn't think from the outside. They're portraying to you, wow, they're portraying you a perfect world. They're happy. Everything looks hunky-dory. You would never think that either that person or the couple would be engaging in such acts. But that's the beauty of it. It's in your privacy of your own home. Like, you shouldn't be advertising what it is you like or don't like. I'm always going to be a believer of that. And then for the people that tell me, well, hey, Menno, you have a daughter. You have a daughter. How would you feel about her doing all of that? That's usually the first question people tell me. And I tell her, look, my daughter's an individual. So, and there's some children out there that look to their parents for advice, look for their parents for guidance. And then there's my daughter and other kids that want to figure it out on their own and do their thing. And I just know that the kind of parent I am is that, okay, when we have those conversations, I'll let her know the pros and cons. I'll let her know you got to, at the root of it, you got to know who you are, who you want to be. So that's really the message that I like to push forward, is that whatever the individual feels they want to experience, then that's on them. Then that's, you know, I just feel sometimes, like when we watch adults having these events and these experiences in the online world, they act as if they are not adults and not choosing to be a part of that. That's the thing that fucks me up. It's like, okay, that's a grown woman I'm watching right now. That's a grown man that I'm watching right now. And now you're, not only are these consenting adults that are getting paid, but then they're choosing to do this. Whether or not they have trauma or things that led them to this point, to them wanting to express themselves in this way, that's not for me to care about. At the end, they're comfortable enough of doing it. No one's putting a gun in their head. No one's forcing them to do it. So part of them does enjoy it. Part of them does want to do it. They're comfortable with that, right? And I feel that's always dismissed as this thing that's so low vibrational. And I'm like, well, I've met some great people that are into real kink of all sorts. And in some cases, they laughed at me like, dude, like the stuff you like, shit, that's vanilla. Like, I don't know why people think that you are out there like that. I'm like, I don't know. It's a great question, but they laugh at me. Like, I've talked to people that will be viewed upon as freaks. Like, and the stuff that I talk, when we have those conversations, they look at me like, come on. Yeah, I mean, you're curious and you're open-minded, but I mean, dude, like, you have nothing. That's laughable. But that lets me know how society is here where I live at in the United States. Very conservative. Gosh, you can't be out there worried. You're worried about what people say or not say. That's why this podcast is mostly me ranting, because I initially wanted it to be conversations with my friends. But the moment they got on the mic, the moment they were able to, you know, turn it on and have the world here, they didn't want to express themselves because there was this fear of judgment. And I'm always going to say this. I'm 45 years old. Who gives a fuck? If you don't like me, if you don't love me, if you feel that that's what defines me, if I have a certain view that it contrasts with yours, then guess what? And that's something that bothers you so much, then cool. Then, you know, that's your prerogative. You decide who you want to have in you and don't want to have in your life. I know I don't want to have people in my life that are judgmental, that are frown upon things that I do, because at the end, I'm doing just fine. I'm not living in a corner being a drug addict and living off my mom or living off anybody or asking anybody for anything. It's like I've been able to live a pretty productive life, pretty good with parenting, I think. As far as the commitment and the effort, I think that I treat people around me well. I'm there for people. I'm all these different things that you would categorize someone as being a good person, a good neighbor, a good friend, a good father. So why would I care about someone's judgment of me if it comes to things that I like to do or not like to do in the privacy of my own fucking bed. And for people to just down and shoot down this idea of porn being disgusting, again, it's like music. It's like, yeah, you may hate rap music, but you love country music. You love classic rock. You love pop music, right? So just because you don't like that genre, it doesn't mean that there's other things that, you know, at the end you like it. At the end, part of our species is procreating. We're mammals, okay? We like fucking. We like having sex. We like procreating. We like having this idea that our DNA is going to be carried on. Some people don't, and you're the exception, but that's how we work. That's why we're still around, because guess what? People are fucking. People are having babies, and people keep fucking. And all these things that now we're exposed to because of the internet, because now they're saying, okay, all this shit's crazy is coming out. I get that some of it can be for shock value. I get that. But I fail to believe that there aren't people that genuinely enjoy some of the things that we watch. It's no different than when I always talk about how men go about shooting their shots. And they do it in a way that women get annoyed. And they're very persistent. And women sometimes say, I can't believe that works. Or they think that works. Well, somebody in their experience, it has worked for. So the annoying, ayo, baby, whistling and all that shit. I can't even whistle. But it's like the whole things that the catcalling, the, you know, shooting random messages, sending dick pics. Guess what? That's worked for them one time in their life. That's had success because there's been somebody on the other end that has said, that's cool. I like it. Woo, sexy. Someone has said that. So you have to understand that when people are acting the way they do, and in this case, when it comes to porn and having all these acts, guess what? There's people out there that do that. There's people out there that's part of their everyday life or their intimacy life. And who the fuck am I to care about what they do or don't do? As long as you're not forcing me to do it, right? That's the one thing I would say to people. It's like, as long as you're not, look, if you're not into watching porn and your partner's trying to have you watch porn, then don't do it. You know, that's not a right fit. Okay. So my whole point in this pushback of people that are so judgmental, that are so extreme and feel like it just has negative effects. Why don't you go ahead and talk to the people on the other side of the spectrum, the people that do like it, the people that do enjoy it, and then you profile them, and then you see, okay, just like I've talked to people that are just as career-minded as I am. They have homes, and they have families, and they have kids, and they're just totally fine. They have Christmas parties. They have get-togethers like you and me. They go out and do trivia nights. They go out skiing. They go out and travel. They go out and do the things that the highlights are just the same as yours. It's just that they just bring out the toys, or they just get into a certain tone in there, right? Or they like certain things that I believe, and I'll leave with this. I feel the intimacy when people are talking that way is because their capacity to enjoy whatever is being displayed is not something that they enjoy, and they're turned off by it, and then they start judging. It's like a little kid. It's like, ooh, you're fat. Ooh, you're this. Ooh, you're that. Oh, that's gross. How can you like that? Yuck. And the way I am as a person now, it's one where I say, look, whatever you like, as long as you treat me good and you respect me, you could be whatever and think and enjoy whatever it is you enjoy. As long as it's consenting adults, as long as people are not being coerced into doing anything they don't want to do, or they're being drugged or anything like that, I don't care what you do, as long as it makes you happy, and as long as it brings positive energy into your heart, into your well-being, and gives you purpose in life to enjoy life, I'm all for it. So that's why I always will push back at the people that judge porn, at the people that judge extreme sexual acts, extreme display of sex, because you guys are built that way, and it's okay. But guess what? You go to Europe, go to Amsterdam, go to Germany, go to Italy. You know, talk to people from other parts of the world, and you'll see that it's not something that's out of the norm. Like, we just didn't concoct this because the internet came and now we're trying to outstunt each other. Doesn't work that way, folks. So if you're a person that is listening to this and is very judgmental about porn, is very judgmental about certain sexual acts or what a person likes and doesn't like, you have to look in the mirror, man, and say, okay, why am I hating this? Because I don't do it? Okay, just because I don't do it, it doesn't mean that it's wrong. Just because you don't listen to rap music doesn't mean that you hate music, right? You like other music. Oh, just because you don't eat this type of food, that makes you like, you know, I had someone just recently like that messaged me on online dating, and they were like from fucking Thailand or something like that, Philippines. And my first question to them is like, why are you messaging somebody from the United States? And her response is, oh, are you racist? No, you dumb bitch. I'm not racist. I'm asking because guess what? If I start chatting with you and after a week of chatting, you want to meet, guess what? I'm not flying 9,000 miles to come see you. I'm not going to fly you here for 9,000 miles. I'm not going to do that. Because it, so I was asking, maybe that's the reason. It's like, just unmatch me. And she did. Because it's like people just jump to this judgment or fear of being judged. And it's not like that. It's just you got to respect people's way of being. Not everyone is the same. Not everyone enjoys what you enjoy. And people, you got to understand this about people. People are phony as fuck on the surface. People are phony. They're going to convey whatever projection it is so that they're not judged or view differently. Okay? They're not going to ride around with a pink, you know, they're not going to go home to a pink house. They're not going to have anything eccentric because people like to conform so that they're not bringing attention or judgment from other people. But when it comes to the realm of whatever happens in your home, in your bed, in your intimacy that is not impacting anybody, I feel that there's people that need to just loosen the fuck up and let others enjoy it. Like I said, my daughter could be whatever she wants to be, whatever she enjoys, as long as it's consenting adults and as long as it resonates with her spirit. As far as she enjoys this, she wants to do this. This is something that she's comfortable doing. Whatever that is not for me to tell her. All I can tell her is the pitfalls, the pros and cons of everything, but she's gonna choose. And I think you folks out there that get very sensitive about the thoughts of I guess non-conventional or taboo sexual acts, loosen the fuck up. It's not for you, but don't judge. Just like a raunchy comedy show. It may not be for fucking you because they curse too much. I remember Jackass. I went to see the first Jackass movie when it first came out in the 90s. And you have people walking out of there. They're like, this is too fucking gross. Now it's like, no big deal. Now that's a kick in the walk. But you see where I'm coming from. And as we get older and as times change, especially in American society, it's one where people are slowly but surely being more open-minded because judging others for what they like and want to experience is not for us to dictate. And it's not for us to say that everybody that does it has a problem with it or has depression or has all these issues that come with it. Like, relax. It's not that big of a deal. Oh, by the way, what about, this is my final point because I just thought about this after I stopped. People that talk about porn being a problem, I think those are the same people that need to address how social media is addicting. There's people out there that are not being productive with work, are not being productive in being a family person, are not productive, but we accept that as being okay to be addicted to. And I'm sure there's research out there that shows that the power of social media, I already know that it is. I know that because of the fact that other countries ban what they're able to see. China, for example, because they know the addictiveness to it. Facebook, when they started it, they brought in I want to say people in the psychology field to make it addictive. So, but we don't frown on that. We don't frown on anybody posting all fucking day and debating with people all day on social media. We don't go ahead and say that's addictive and that's, but it is. It's just as destructive. You see where I'm going with this? So when it comes to porn, yes, I could see that being destructive to somebody, but there's other things that we engage in that because of the less judgment, because everyone partakes in social media. Gosh, if I said, no, I don't have an Instagram. Gosh, if I say, I don't have a Facebook. I remember when I would date and I'd be like, I don't have a Facebook. You know what's the first thing girls would do? They'll be like, you're either married or you're a criminal and I don't want to talk to you. And I simply just didn't want to engage in that world because there's a lot of arguing back and forth. But for other people, that's the norm and that's okay. And that's addictive, but it's not productive. It's not positive. It can even cause depression. People have killed themselves over social media comments. So this is where, again, if you're going to push back on porn, you got to look at everything that you're doing in your life. And I feel that as long as you're sane, as long as you're under control, we all have our crazy little quirks that we have. And that, if that makes us happy and it still allows us to be productive in our society, in our communities, and being able to still fulfill our roles, who gives a flying fuck? Just look me in my eyes, man. Ooh, you killing me softly. Now I'm in the class, singing off key. Spreading that thing like Bobby.